Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Jocelyn at the Sweet Compression, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself specifically? I know you've been playing with a lot of other different projects for a while before this came about with Jocelyn.
I was with a Cincinnati blues singer when I was in my 20s. He got a record deal. We played Chicago Blues Fest. He got a record deal. We made a record and we started doing some limited touring to support it. And then I got it sort of plucked out of his band by a much more well-known blues singer, Junior Wells. And so I toured the whole world with him for a while and stuff, made no money. Saw the entire world and had an absolute blast. At the end of that, had absolutely nothing to show for it financially, of course. He got sick, so it wasn't feasible. I wasn't on the road and stuff. So moved back from Chicago back and got drifted back into the Cincinnati music scene, and then drifted into the dreaded later life world of playing covers again. Like, you start doing that when you're a teen, and then you get into wanting to do your own project. And then I was older and like getting back into that. And so I was really losing interest quickly. I was playing for money, mm-hmm. because it was a vital part of my income. So just straight prostitution, you know, not happy. You just, you know, and then when I realized what she can do, I said, oh, this is obvious. You know, she can't really do it without people like me and Smith who've been around a little bit and kind of know how to do this. And we can't do it without them. The youthful energy and the hunger and stuff like that. So this multi-gender, multi-racial, multi-generational band, I just love it. It's just a utopian thing. We love it.
Break it down. I don't hear the sound of a heart really.
With all that kind of being said, how you all kind of have come together in this band from different backgrounds, what kind of a testament do you think that puts on just the power of music and what it can do to kind of facilitate that and bring those kind of stuff together?
Oh, absolutely. And with the different age thing comes the plethora of different influences and stuff like that too. You know, I grew up on these 70s funky records, you know, and where real people played real instruments and played real songs. R&B has become a computer business, and I was determined not to do that. I asked her, I said, if you want to make a contemporary R&B record, I really don't know how to do that and don't want to. And she was absolutely down with the idea of real musicians like this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, real songs, people doing, you know, the real thing. And I said, well, I know how to do that. I know exactly how to do that. So we started writing songs. We did our first batch of tunes and then kind of put the band together around that. Now we're continuing to record and everybody's playing and adding their own flavor. And it just, you know, it's just beautiful. It's amazing. The way it comes together is I would be surprised at how smoothly it goes and how perfectly it works if I didn't know these people. I mean, the personalities have a lot to do with it. I set my sight on this guy. I'm looking for guys that can do anything, but they don't. You know, they hold back, they're mature about it, they play for the song. Mm-hmm. Then I thought there was a 2% chance we'd find the drummer who can do that because A, we're already defying the odds, and B, drummers just will not act right. And we found Rashawn Fleming, who can do anything but doesn't. You know, he plays for the song. You know, he can, whatever you need, he's got it. But he'll do the right thing. And it's just, you know, so the maturity level's crazy.
If I ever leave you, baby, you can say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you. More than you'll ever know. More than you'll When I wasn't making much money, you know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. Yeah. And I never spent a red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Than you'll ever know. Oh, more than you'll ever know. I'm not trying to be just any kind. I'm only flesh and blood, but I can be anything that you command. I can be king of everything, or just a tiny, tiny grain of sand. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you. More than you'll ever know. I said I love you. More than you'll ever know.
But just throughout the last few years of being around this group of people and this band, what have they, and just kind of the music that you guys are producing together, what have they taught you about yourself?
They have a lot of patience. No, I'm just kidding.
You kind of do, don't you?
No, honestly, they push me. They definitely encourage me when I'm like, okay, I think I'm terrible right now. They're like, no. You know, you can do this. You got this. You sound great. You know, but yeah, you're your own worst critic. So, you know, of course, I'll do a gig and I'll be like, okay, I totally bombed that. You know, my bad. And they're like, no, you were fine. I'm like, I'm kind of the weak link right now. I apologize, guys. And they're always very encouraging, very, you know, uplifting. And I love them for that. Every step of the way, when I feel like I'm tripping, they'll be like, no, I got you. Good. We all good. So, yeah, I love them.
Don't tell me I'm the only one who feels it. Can you hear it? Don't tell me I'm the only one who sees it. Like the moon can move the sea, my groove will set you free.
Thank Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression for being with us this evening. Wasn't this fantastic, folks? Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week, especially Ryan Zinka and Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. Thanks to those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich tradition of this Kentucky region and share this musical treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're available on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more song for Jocelyn and Lucas Martin? Take it away, Jocelyn.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jocelyn, Marty, Rashawn, Smith, Steve, and Joe, Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members.
For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.